I'm very happy now to welcome back to the show Megan Burns and Sean Diani. They are from Santa Fe Performing Arts and Meow Wolf, and they are presenting a play called Unit 113. It opens this coming weekend and runs for 2 weekends. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks. For having us.
So Meow Wolf is a wonderful organization, and Santa Fe Performing Arts that you are have been involved with, Megan, for quite a long time, mm-hmm. are getting together and doing something that involves, I think, young people.
Yes, it does. What we're doing this semester and hope to do more of in the future are we are creating new plays with students. So we're taking, this semester we took their ideas, concepts, designs, and through mentorship and hands-on work, we created this script that Vince Kadalubek physically wrote based on their concepts. Sean did the set design and construction along with their help, and I'm directing this group of kids in this new play that we're creating.
What's it about?
It is set in a dystopian society, and there's a group of kids. They've been taken away from their parents. Their parents are deemed unfit for parenting, and they're put in this unit, 113, and they are assigned to guardians who are supposed to have parental attributes and also prepare them for the workforce. And through the story, there's one kid who sees things differently, and through that, the drama ensues.
So it's a kind of 1984 mm-hmm.
yeah,
Orwellian.
It's totally Orwellian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
Have the young people been reading Orwell in their classes?
I don't know that they have specifically this semester, but a lot of them have read it.
And so when you're working with these young playwrights and performers and so on, there must be some kind of borderline between how much you let them take over and how much direction you give them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, theater by its nature, it demands leadership, so it is really important to have leadership. You know, you have to get things done and things need to be orchestrated. But it's been amazing to work with the kids because they have so many ideas and they really, really want to get them out there. And that's like when you're dealing with an original play, I mean, that's super necessary. And then it's just about sort of putting those together. You know, with the set, it was about figuring out all the different elements that we needed to have and figuring out if we could have all of them fit on the stage. And, you know, we sort of had to adjust some things. And
what are some of the elements?
The central element is this gigantic machine, which the guardians sort of plug into. And it involves, like, all these weird kind of pseudo-mechanical parts and these kind of chairs that they sit on with these helmets that they put on. The kids made these really awesome helmets out of Instamorph and papier-mâché and stuff. And it's got little light-up elements and a glowing orb above it. So it's this kind of, like, it's sort of like Metropolis kind of machine. It's really cool.
Now, does it have a little bit of that scavenged Meow Wolf aesthetic?
Yeah, totally. One of the students in the class, her dad runs a couple auto shops in town.
Oh, nice.
So we got to go and scavenge some things from there, and just lots of recycled cardboard and reused materials from old Meow Wolf shows and things like that.
So. Have the kids seen any of the work that you guys have done, Meow
yeah,
Wolf?
A lot of the kids saw The Do Return over the summer, and they were really excited to work with us because of that
right.
show in particular. Some of them have seen previous shows. A couple of them may have seen The Moon Is to Live On, but it was mostly The Do Return.
Oh, okay. I mean, there were some young people who participated in The Moon Is to Live On as well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in particular a person playing a piece of bacon.
Yes, yeah. And she's actually in Unit 113.
Is she?
Yeah,
yes,
she is.
She was so cute.
She's now a guardian, Sierra McDowell.
Yeah.
Ah, very interesting. One of the things that was so interesting about the play The Moon Is to Live On is that the story was only part of what made the play good. What really made it good was how it was told and the way that you used technology and cell phones and the way these phantasmagoric figures were walking around on the stage with their cameras and so on. It was just fascinating, and I wondered if you'd carried any of that kind of process into this play?
I think we have less of the otherworldly sort of dreamy aspects in this show. I think that we stressed the importance of story and character and arc and resolution and conflict with the students. And so this one is more of a straightforward theatrical piece, which is more concerned about the characters rather than the amazing technological aspects that we're capable
right.
of and all of that.
Right. So, and you're teaching them something which is very important, which is the nature of drama and getting that across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good place to start, a good foundation for the kids to understand, and then we can start, you know, breaking those rules and going really crazy with them in the future.
So this is part of a whole, before we went on the air, we were talking about sort of the layers of organizations. I mean, it's Santa Fe Performing Arts and Meow Wolf. It's also Chimera. What is Chimera? That's part of the collaboration.
Chimera is it's a new outreach and education program. It's an arts education program that's being presented by Meow Wolf and CCA. And we are, the core of our programming is to teach about collaboration through art making, but collaboration as an idea is really what's at the base of it. And so this is something that sort of Meow Wolf has been doing amongst itself, and of course it's a large sort of nebulous organization that includes lots and lots of people, but now through Chimera, with the help of CCA, we've been going into schools and teaching in elementary schools around town. And the program that Megan and Vince and I are doing with Santa Fe Performing Arts, you know, sort of fits in with that idea. So it's something that we want to continue and hopefully bring more Chimera instructors who are also Meow Wolf members into the process of creating theater with kids.
We're talking to Sean Diani and Megan Burns from Santa Fe Performing Arts and Meow Wolf. What is Meow Wolf up to these days?
Right now, Meow Wolf, there are about 9 to 12 people right now living in Las Cruces, New Mexico, working with NMSU and a lot of their arts students and graduate students on a show called Glitteropolis. And that opens November 30th, Wednesday.
In Las Cruces.
In Las Cruces.
Are you going to have like a charter bus?
I wish.
I wish too.
I know, I really wish. Who knows? It's open.
It's open into February. I can't remember when it closes. But
is it an exhibition or also a play?
It's an art installation.
It's an installation.
Yeah. So that's where a lot of us have been and are right now.
Some people have been living down there for about a month, and some of us have been sort of traveling down when we can get down there to work on this crazy, glittery, colorful show at the NMSU Art Gallery.
That's so great. I love that the collective or the collaborative or whatever it's called is so kind of strong and sizable at this point, that you can have multiple projects going on at once and that you kind of have an aesthetic identity and are still growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really exciting for us. I mean, it's been great to be, I haven't been able to be down in Las Cruces as much, but it's been great to still be involved in Chimera in town and still be working with, you know, with other Meow Wolfers doing interesting things in town while there's this whole other project going on down in Las Cruces. So yeah, I think we are kind of maturing into something that can successfully manage kind of multiple projects within a similar kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Any plans for the new year?
Oh yeah, we have some things up our sleeves.
Yes.
Ah. And we'll get back to you on the details.
Yes.
But yes,
the sleeves will be revealed.
We have really big sleeves.
We are planning in our big sleeves.
Megan Burns and Sean Diani are with Santa Fe Performing Arts and Meow Wolf. And the play Unit 113 opens this Friday at the Armory for the Arts. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fridays and Saturdays at 7, Sundays at 2, and it's this weekend and next weekend. For more information, you can call the box office at 505-984-1370. Sean and Megan, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.